Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming legislature rejects special session to reverse Gordon vetoes. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Wyoming legislature narrowly voted against convening a special session by a vote of 50-43 on Sunday. The body rejected a proposal to call a special session to override some of the vetoes Governor Mark Gordon made to bills passed during the 2024 legislative session. According to Cowboy State Daily, the Senate voted 16-15 in support of the special session, while the House rejected it 35-27. The vote officially started Wednesday and closed at 5 p.m. on Sunday. The push for the session came after Gordon vetoed several bills, including one concerning property tax relief. Despite efforts by some legislators, including a proposed gentleman's agreement, the session was ultimately deemed unnecessary. Under this agreement, which was mostly supported by the Freedom Caucus members in the House and nine senators, the session would have been limited to discussing six bills. Critics argue it reflects broader leadership and ethical concerns within the legislature that a session wasn't held. Senate President Ogden Driscoll and House Speaker Albert Summers released an op-ed at the start of the vote saying they would vote against it. Representative John Bair said he thought it was inappropriate that Driscoll and Summers were trying to influence the vote. He said it's unprecedented to have presiding officers weigh in. The focus now shifts to future legislative sessions to address unresolved issues. Today, the legislature's Management Council will hold a meeting where it will discuss the topics to be covered by committee during the upcoming interim session. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.